This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. From the Pentagon this morning, an unusual offensive. Undersecretary of Defense Douglas Feith gathered reporters and told them it's time to put a stop to the, quote, goulash of inaccuracies circulating about whether the Bush administration spun intelligence to justify a war in Iraq.
The reason that we were interested in meeting with you this morning is to help lay to rest some stories that have been circulating about the Defense Department that are not true and are beginning to achieve the status of urban legends. So we thought we would try to help straighten the record out.
Feith went on to deny that the Pentagon pressured the CIA to slant its analysis about Iraq, and he defended Pentagon intelligence that claimed a connection between Saddam Hussein's government and al-Qaeda. The Senate has now launched an inquiry into possibly flawed intelligence on Iraq's weapons of mass destruction, and we're joined now by Senator Carl Levin, Democrat from Michigan, the ranking Democrat on the Armed Services Committee that will be conducting that investigation, along with the Intelligence Committee. Senator Levin, welcome to the program.
Good to be with you.
You heard the Pentagon's Douglas Feith there call some reports about pre-war intelligence a goulash of inaccuracies. What's your take on that? Did the Bush administration manipulate facts to justify the war against Iraq?
Well, it's important that there be a thorough investigation to determine whether or not the intelligence community, in fact, came up with wildly inaccurate decisions and findings relative to weapons of mass destruction, relative to al-Qaeda connections. Best way to do that is with a bipartisan investigation.
We know the investigation is just beginning now, but do you have a sense, based on what you've learned so far, of what it might show?
No, I don't think we can conclude yet that the intelligence community acted properly or improperly, frankly, relative to this issue. We do know that so far, at least, their intelligence assessments have been very inaccurate. They said there were hundreds of suspect sites. So far, they haven't found weapons of mass destruction at any of those sites, but the reasons are unknown to us.
The CIA will be turning over to Congress the intelligence documents that the agency used to come up with its national intelligence estimate regarding weapons of mass destruction. Are you confident that you'll get all the documents and the cooperation you need for your investigation?
No, I don't think the Central Intelligence Agency or the George Tenet has been forthcoming with information at all. I've asked them to declassify certain material, which is clearly should be declassified relative to numbers of suspect sites that they had in their inventory. How many of those were shared with UN inspectors? They refused to make that public, and I think made statements about how many of those sites there were that were very misleading prior to the war, when they were specifically asking public about that matter.
Senator Levin, back in February, when Colin Powell spoke before the UN Security Council and laid out the intelligence about weapons of mass destruction that he said justified action against Iraq, you issued a statement saying, "I have long believed that Iraq had weapons of mass destruction in the form of chemical and biological weapons." And I wonder whether you still believe that to be true.
I do. I think it's very likely that they had weapons at some point. That did not mean that they were an imminent threat to us, by the way. So I had a different approach to this war than the one that was adopted by the Senate. The issue here is a much broader one. It's whether or not we can rely on our intelligence to be accurate in their estimates.
Well, there's a new, larger team arriving this weekend in Iraq to search for those weapons of mass destruction. What's your expectation? Are they going to find any?
I think it's possible they will, and I don't think anyone knows for sure whether they will, but the teams that have gone out so far have said that they have found nothing, even though they expected to find things. And, of course, the statements made by the administration with absolute confidence that they would. But the issue here, to me, is there ought to be an investigation which is broad. It ought to be fairly short. It should not be narrow and should not be endless. And that's going to be the decision here that will be made in the next few days as to whether it's just going to be an investigation based on paper reports or whether we'll actually be talking to the witnesses, some of whom in the press are reported as saying they were pressured to reach certain conclusions to support the administration's position. If, in fact, that's true, that is totally unacceptable.
So you think there should be hearings as well as the investigation?
Yes. I think there has to be, because we have to talk to people because there could have been conversations and decisions made which are not documented and don't appear in any paperwork.
Senator Levin, thanks very much for joining us.
Great being with you.
Michigan Senator Carl Levin is the ranking Democrat on the Senate Armed Services Committee, which is launching an investigation into pre-war intelligence on Iraq's weapons of mass destruction.